the boy who pulled the turnip, the pull the this and pull the that, right? So you actually are pulling a muscle on your face that pulls the skin, that pulls the ear, because the ear was attached to the skin that was being pulled. So the ears move. It's a very indirect process, and yet, as I show you in the natural, it can be done. It took a long time for me to master this trick, gentlemen, right? In order to bring it as a sermon illustration. And before I came to that, I said, okay, let me think about illustration. And I said, okay, you know, I said, I got to practice it for a while. And I go, and just to make sure I still could do it. I know. But as you can see, some things are done indirectly. Indirectly. Like for example, some people like to be fit, you know, physically. And so, you know, they're concerned about all the fat and all the accumulation all over their face and everything, because the face is the part of a human anatomy that is always encountered first. And so sometimes they do all kinds of operation and all this to try to make themselves look nice. But you know, and here's the key. How much is this, Lord? Right. Okay. Okay. Now, this will save you $1,000 of plastic surgery. Okay. The condition of your face, how fat, how skinny, how bony, and how much feature it has, depends upon the muscles in your waist. Yes. Yes. It is indirectly connected. When you do muscle exercise for your abdomen, you can actually feel something stretch all the way up to your face. Right? Don't do this now, but you can do this after when you go home. Right? When you lie, the way to exercise your abdominal muscles is to lie flat on your back on a flat surface. And normally people would lift their head up and down, right? But that's a difficult way. Do it the other way around. Lie flat on your back on the floor that is level and hard. Then raise your legs up and down. All the way up, all the way down. As high as you can, up and down. And I can guarantee you, if you have not been exercising within the 10th lift, you feel all the muscles in your abdomen that you never felt before. You didn't know they exist, right? The muscle areas and the different sets of muscles, you didn't know they exist. It's just like, you know, anybody climbed stairs before, right? Then you realize when you climb a 30-story building by the staircase, somewhere about the 10th floor to the 20th floor, you discover muscles that you never had that are aching. You never know exist. Right, but they were there all the time. So, as you lift up your leg, lie flat on your back, lift your leg up and down all the time. And by the way, if you do this about 50 times a day, don't do it at one shot, do it a bit in the morning, but in the afternoon, or it'll be at night, you know, you will find that the muscles in your stomach begin to be strengthened. And as the muscles in your stomach become strengthened, the muscles in your face also tends to get strengthened. I can't explain it, but I know it does. Right. Now, do you know, we all know that there are certain proportions in our body that are related. Like, for example, from your wrist to your elbow, the length of your wrist to your elbow is the exact length of your feet. Right. Now, don't do it now, we're about to have lunch, right? So, in case you don't wear socks or your socks, alright. Now, from your wrist, right, to your elbow. So sometimes when we go to some places to buy things, when you measure a person's feet, the length of them, that's the length. Right? You can go to a quiet place afterward and just check whether that is true. That is true. And the radius of your neck, right? The radius of your neck. Hallelujah. The radius of your neck, I need to give the correct mathematical thing, because you fold it half and then the half goes round. Okay, so the radius of your neck is about half the radius of your waist. So back in Asia, when we buy things and we wonder whether it fit, we would take a pair of pants, which you fold it into half, right? When it's in half. and then you put it around the neck, and you find that it's about that size. It's about half the size of your waist. So naturally, anything that happens on your waistline is going to affect everything that happens around your neck and your lower facial line. Alright? That's given free for you today. What we are saying here is there are a lot of things that take place indirectly. Because when you try to do it directly, you can't. If any of you try to move your ears directly, you're going to struggle until your whole face turns red and still nothing will happen. But when you begin to do it indirectly, it works. So there are some things that God called all us to have an indirect process. In Psalm chapter 1, he says, blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked and all the wrong areas, but who meditates day and night on the word of God. For he shall, or she, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bear fruit in its season. Think about that. Meditation on the word, you become like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bears fruit in its season. A very indirect tree. The process of a tree taking nourishment and then using chlorophyll to convert sunlight and carbon dioxide into nutrition for the plant and then causing it to form cells and causing it to grow and all those things is a long process. But the basic thing is just surround the tree with water, sunlight, that's it, and nutrition from the ground. The rest takes care of itself. And the same way, if you surround yourself, the third point, if every hour, every day, and every minute, you surround yourself with things that are godly, with things that are full of the word, with things that are praise and worship, it will indirectly seep into you and transform you. Three little points. That's what we have today. Every circumstances is for the purpose of changing us to be more Christ-like. Every thought is to be taken captive in Christ. Every hour, minute, day is to be surrounded by an abundance of the word, praise and worship, and then let the transformation come by itself. Let's pray.